What's up, everybody? Welcome to another Greg Way here in the conference room. It's me, Greg. And let me tell you, I got a long drive ahead of me. Jen's sister is in town, and Jen wanted to show her one of these glamping things we do. So we're going up glamping on a Wednesday night, and I'm going to go back. I'm going to wake up glamping and drive back to work in the morning. Ooh, doggies. I'm already later because of meetings than I wanted to be, so let me bust this out real quick. It might be a shorter Greg Way. You know, I promise you 5 minutes, but if you go look at what I've been doing this week and last, I've been crushing it. Been putting up like 10-minute, 15-minute Greg Ways. Everybody's having a great time. Don't quote me on that. Paul Smith wrote into patreon.com/kindoffunny, just like you can on the previous days or days, Greg Ways. And then I go and I read your comment. I do it here. Paul writes in and says, Greg, I hope this question doesn't get taken the wrong way. You son of a bitch, Paul. But do you feel guilty when you get review copies for free, especially the big AAA games, and not pay for them to help support the developers? You and the crew get so many free games that you don't pay for. I know you help promote the game, but do you feel bad that you don't physically pay for those games? Well, great question, Paul. It's not offensive at all. You know, it actually goes way, way, way back to, I think, a GameScoop, maybe a Beyond, where we had this conversation, right? And a developer wrote in for the next episode because we were debating this and thinking about it. And we were like, you know, no, because of like what we do. And like developers wrote in and were like, no, like you guys talking about a game and reviewing a game is your job. Number one, of course, don't feel bad about that. But number two, like if you're saying you loved it or didn't or recommending it or whatever, like you're getting the word out about that game. I always go to Gone Home, right? Think about how many copies of Gone Home I've sold. I got a review code for it, of course, then loved it so much I bought people copies of it, but then I've talked about it for how many years now on how many platforms? Like, you think of the exponential growth. And so what's interesting, you know, Paul, you call out, especially for the big AAA games. I would feel way worse about the indies, which I also don't feel bad about because, again, in indie, I go and play. I mean, think about how many people have I probably personally gotten to download DC Heroes and Villains? Not an indie, but a mobile game, a smaller game, a game that isn't Starfield, a game that isn't Star Wars, a game that, you know, most people wouldn't have maybe paid attention to. But here I am yucking and saying, hey, yo, kids, play this cool game. And the kids are like, you know what? That's a compelling argument, Greg. I'll play it. So, no, I don't feel bad about it. I think that this is, you know, I'm in a privileged position of being a tastemaker for so many people, of being a critic, of being a pundit, that I get to go out and say these things and do this. And, you know, the one copy that I didn't buy then becomes X copies that somebody did do. Even the games I don't like, right? I'm like, oh, I didn't like because of X, Y, and Z. Someone listening or watching may say, well, you know what? I don't agree with Greg on that genre. Or that actually sounds like a draw to me. Or he got bored with that story and doesn't like this, blah, blah, blah. Like, I think the system works, apparently. Like, I don't think they're worrying so much about I would say the hundreds of codes that are sent out and given away for free. Because, again, people go and stream them. They talk about them. They get them in there. And then, you know, there is this infectious nature of, well, look how much fun they had. We should do that. And so on and so forth and down the line like that. And then, you know, on the rare occasion, too, I guess not the rare, maybe rare would be the way to put it. Anyways, though, like, I buy stuff on the games I really love, right? Like, I haven't put money into DC Heroes and Villains yet because I got a code for gems and a battle pass, but I assure you next time around, I will just buy the battle pass. You know, DLC I buy often. You know, I got the code for Diablo 4 that was the super special edition or whatever that came with the Season 1 battle pass, but Season 2 I'll buy again. Like, you know, there comes that time where I give that kind of money back. But again, I don't think that's what really matters to devs and publishers. It is, I mean, for lack of a better term, the free marketing, right, that they get from it. But it's part of that conversation. And there is that, you know, learning curve's not the right word. Discoverability thing, right? Of like, obviously, if I was buying all of my games, I would be incredibly broke and wouldn't be able to afford having a son. And keep in mind, you may go, I buy all my games, but I'm talking about like literally my inbox is filled every day with, I would say every day, probably six-ish, we'll say on average, new codes. And again, that's not always Mortal Kombat, Street Fighter, Starfield. It's, you know, this small indie that's begging me to play it, or somebody else wants you to go try this game because they think it would be good for you so you can talk about it, right? Like, that is the nature of the business. It is this approach of getting your games out so then get to people who can then talk about them intelligently and hopefully bring them to an audience like you, Paul. My audience. So yeah, no, I don't feel bad about it. I haven't in a long time. And even when I want to say, quote unquote, felt bad about it, I was talked off that ledge pretty quick by video game makers. And look at that, ladies and gentlemen, 5 minutes. Didn't even do it short. So don't forget, if I ever get short with you, Paul Smith.